From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. It is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is, let's see, it's 800-933-5372. I've been practicing all week to say 888-694-6931. And of course, that's the phone number that you should call right now to support this program and this radio station. It is the winter membership campaign. And, you know, today's the day we really need to rally. If you've been waiting all week, we started last Friday. We have a goal overall of $600,000 to raise before we wrap up this drive. And, you know, hey, in the spirit of total transparency, we need to rally today because we're just a little bit behind of where we should be. And, you know, I really hope that those of you listening to this show will call us, 888-694-6931, or join online at kera.org. Some questions to start us off today, where you can call us, 800-933-5372, or email us, anything at kera.org. Let's see, RP is looking for a company that will transfer or record content, he says, from old reel-to-reel tapes to digital CD masters. Call us, 800-933-5372. Let's see, Amit is looking for a professional organization of professionals of Peruvian origin for socializing in the North Texas area. Does anybody know if there's a Peruvian professional social organization? Call us, 800-933-5372. Randy in Lakewood wants to know, he emailed us also at anything at kera.org. He wants to know what happened to the reversible lanes on Live Oak. Well, they took them out a couple of years ago, and I don't remember when, and somebody will remember the history on that. And let's see, Hattie writes that living in Boston, I would go to a place that served barbecue hash. It was a combination of pork, beef, potatoes, onions, peppers, and barbecue sauce. Does anyone know if there's a place in the Metroplex that serves something similar? Or is this considered an abomination in Texas? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything at kera.org. And since we have 2 hours today, oh, by the way, we do have 2 hours today because it's a special fundraising edition of the show. Again, that number is 888-694-6931. This is a great little debate that someone has proposed. Kate says, whenever my husband refers to the highways in Dallas, he'll call the highway itself by its numerical name, 75, 635, etc., and the access road by its proper name, Central, LBJ, Stemmons. In other words, he associates the number with the highway and the name with the access road that runs alongside it. Kate says, I think that's incorrect. I think the number and the name are one and the same, and that the access road is simply the access road. And Kate is putting it to you, KERA Anything listeners, to vote on this. I'm going to actually set this to the side. Maybe we'll just keep a little tally and see how it goes. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything at kera.org. And let's take a couple of calls, and then we're going to check in down the hall. I've got a big goal today, people. It is a Friday. It's a beautiful day. You know, we got a big goal today, and I set this goal. I looked back at last winter's membership campaign, and in a two-hour membership campaign, we did $14,700, thanks to many of you. And those of you who contributed last year at this time, it's time for you to renew, and I would like to set a goal of $15,000 for this two-hour period. Okay? So, look. It's a beautiful day. It's Friday. You can really help us, you know, sort of rally in this membership campaign. And if you joined the station last year during anything, this is your opportunity to renew. And hey, you know what? If we don't make it, then I set the goal too high because no, I got nobody to blame but me on this one. So come on, help me out. Help out the station, more importantly, because where else are you going to find a show like this? There is not another source for this kind of show in this market. And I don't think in too many, or maybe even any other markets. So you asked for this show. We kept it going. So it's time to support it. Support the station. 888-694-6931. Online, kera.org. Please make your contributions right now. And let's go ahead and go to the phones and talk to William in Arlington. Hello, William.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, just got a general question. And I listen to KRA all the time. And I was wondering, as far as referring to the president,
yeah,
I hear a lot of people refer to him as Mr. Obama. And I'm wondering, is that appropriate? or is it no big deal, or should he be referred to as President Obama?
You know, we've had this question before, and I think it's a style thing. In a news report, you'll probably hear the president or President Obama in the lead, okay. the first graph or the first line or something of the news report. And then just in order to say something different, they'll say, so for, you know, President Obama did this today. Mr. Obama thought it was important that he address the fill in the blank. Okay. I think it's a style thing. I really do. And you know, of course, when you, it's different from when you address the president directly as Mr. President. But that's what I think, and that's the only opinion we've gotten on this question, and we've had it before. So
okay,
but it's open,
okay.
And you know, we got 2 hours, so hopefully someone will maybe have another opinion as well.
Okay,
thanks,
Wayne. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Email address anything@kera.org. Of course, down the hall, Pledge Control Central. We have a limited number. Hey, y'all. We have a limited number of these really special Anything You Ever Wanted to Know t-shirts. We offered a few of these last fall, and when we did, they went like hotcakes, and we've got a few for this drive too. We have 8 size large t-shirts. We have 4 extra large t-shirts, and it says Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on it. It's got the, you know, the logo. I think it's orange, and it's a white t-shirt, cotton t-shirt. And it's at the $120 membership level. There's only 12 of these shirts available, period. You know, that doesn't mean that someday there might not be another design, but this is all we've got. So call now, 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org and check out all the thank you gifts that you've heard about. And you can, of course, make a safe and secure e-gift there. It's very easy, but, you know, you have to make that next step. You've already taken the first step. You listen to KERA. You use the service. So why not support it financially with just a little bit of money? And, yeah, you know, we're talking about dollars. We're talking about your dollars out of your pocket because that's how this public radio service works. You know, the station has all of its bills, just like you have bills at your household, and just like companies have bills. If you are a small business owner, if you work at a company, you know that you have to pay the bills. And KERA, we do get some underwriter support, which is, you know, corporate support. We do get some grant money. We do get some money, a limited amount, very limited amount of money from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. 57% of the dollars that it takes to run this radio station, to keep it strong, keep it going, comes directly from you when you call 888-694-6931 or when you you know, join online at kera.org. Please do your part. Call us, 888-694-6931. Let's talk next to Chuck in Dallas. Hello, Chuck.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
Nice to talk to you.
Please, same here.
Forgive me. I was listening to you on Think the other day,
uh-huh.
And you and a guest were discussing Haiti. Please share with me what you said was the population, the general population,
okay,
of Haiti. Was it 2 million or 20 million? Do you remember what was said?
You know, aren't they saying that there are millions that are homeless in
right.
Haiti right now? A couple,
uh-huh.
couple of million that are homeless in Haiti right now, so I would assume that the whole, you know, the whole country wasn't devastated. So
okay.
I would just guess. Now I wasn't doing that interview, so, okay. But somebody will call us with that info.
Okay, yeah, so I just wanted to...
Sure.
You were talking about the figures and percentages and 1 in 5 and 10%. But,
right.
Okay, so somebody's got that information. That'd be
yeah,
great.
Somebody will have it. You bet. Thanks for calling,
and
Chuck.
And the other question is...
Oh, yeah.
There was a TV movie, it's one of those classic tearjerker TV movies about a singer and a musician in New York City, a female. And I think it was the late 80s or... early 90s in New York City, and it, she's not a well-known name nationwide, but she was a well-known name in New York City area, and she had a brain tumor or brain cancer and survived it. And certainly she's a real, real popular gal, and they had the story about her, and at the end of the movie they said that she had survived her ordeal, and she lives in New York City and works on her music, and I was wondering who that was, if anybody would know that.
Okay, well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Chuck. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. That's where we got this from David, who writes two questions. If you're driving east on Forest Lane and you go under 75, So you're driving east. You go under 75. You look to your right as you go under 75, and you will see a door. What is behind this door? He asks. Call us, 800-933-5372. Oh, he also says the Sunday Dallas Morning News used to publish a list of all the FM and AM radio stations in the Dallas area. He says, I've not seen that list in some time. Why not? And where can I find a list of AM and FM radio stations in the Dallas area? Let's see. Sashu writes, I live in Plano, and I want to go to a place where kids can play freely and be safe. It's very kid-friendly. And also is an awesome place to eat for adults. Well, I'll take a couple of suggestions on that as well. And Ravi writes that he's just relocated to a new apartment and fried his laptop because of static electricity. He says that I may have picked up from the floor carpet. Questions, what can be done to the carpet to prevent static electricity? And two, why do cell phones, TV remotes, cordless phones, and other innumerable electronics, why do they not get fried by static electricity? And why don't laptop makers put grounding pins in the power plugs to prevent static electricity? Well, if you have answers or opinions on that, call us, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Charlene in Cedar Hill. Hello, Charlene.
Hello. Yes, my question is, a lot of years ago, I saw a TV show, and it was about this band came to Florida, and single-handedly, he built this little town out of huge stones, and I can't remember where that was in Florida.
Okay, well, somebody's bound to know. Do you remember where you saw it?
I don't. It was on TV, but I don't remember. It was Discovery or maybe KERA. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Line open, 800-933-5372. And that's where we find Millie in Louisville. Hello, Millie.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Happy Friday.
Hey, same to you.
Thank you. I am just calling in regards to... I just heard a gentleman asking about the number of people homeless in Haiti. I'm quoting Anderson Cooper on this, but from what I, because I love Anderson Cooper, he quoted there being 2 million homeless.
2 million homeless.
And 200,000, about 200,000 believed to be dead. Have died.
So do we know what the total, and I wonder what the total population, I wonder if somebody can pull up CIA Factbook, CIA World Factbook for us and see what the total Haiti population is, because then we can figure out the percentage. But great. Well, thanks,
Bill. And also had to, I'm calling in regards to somebody was asking about a social group in Dallas, a Peruvian social group.
Uh-huh.
Well, being a daughter of a Peruvian lady, my mom, Rosa, raised me well, I like to say. Anyways, I know that there's a social group that started. My mom was one of the original members that started back in the 1980s, and it's a group of ladies who are out to actually talk about the culture and the importance of keeping that culture in the food. And they have they sponsor a lot of formal 28th of July is the Independence Day of Peru, but formal social gatherings, as well as other gatherings in the Dallas Metroplex area.
Mm-hmm.
And their name, the name of the group is GLUB. Let me give you the address, the email address, and you can find lots of information.
Is there a website?
There is a website.
Yeah, just give me the website. We've got about 20 seconds. So
okay, club, C-L-U-B, Damas, D-A-M-A-S, Peruanas, Peruanas, Dallas.com. And there's another guy who has a lots of gastronomy festivals of Peruvian food. And his is P-A-S-T-E-L-E-R-I-A, Pastelería Peruana, P-E-R-U-A-N-A, Tineo.com.
Okay.
Millie, of those two websites will lead you to some social groups in this
great
area.
Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Take and care. We'll be right back. From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number to get involved with the show today is 800-933-5372. You can also email us anything at kera.org, although there's another telephone number to get in really involved, to get really super involved with the station, your public radio station, and it's 888-694-6931. You can also contribute online at kera.org. I set the bar really high today. I looked at last year's two-hour anything pledge special total, and it was about $14,700 and change. And we did about $4,000 and something in the first hour, and we did about $10,000 in the second hour. And I don't remember the details of, you know, how, you know, what I said, how people responded, but I think we can beat that because we have a big goal for this two-hour show. It's $15,000, and we've already raised a bit. We've got $14,300 left to go, so that's good. You know, that's healthy. That's pretty healthy. We have a really big goal for the drive, and we got to make it because, you know, it's not arbitrary. We look at the expenses, and trust me, we've cut costs around here at KERA. We have. We've cut costs, and we're flying this thing close to the ground, folks. And your dollars go a long way around here. And people take it really seriously, spending money up here at KERA. So you can trust that when you give money to the station, its use, the spending of it, is considered very carefully and very wisely. And, I mean, there was a meeting, you know, there was a meeting here at the company yesterday where we talked about this stuff. And all the department heads got up and talked about where, you know, where savings had been realized. So, you know, we're really careful here at KERA. And it is really important to us that we use your contributions wisely. And that's why, you know, we feel totally comfortable coming to you on the air and saying, look, call 888-694-6931. It's 1-888-694-6931. Give what you can. If you can give $100, that would be so fantastic. If you can do $200 or $300, that'd be even better because we really do need a surge today. We need to rally today. And that means we need you to get involved. You know, I would love to hear what it is that you're waiting to hear from us, because we have to raise the money to keep the station running at its, you know, current and full potential. It's not an arbitrary number. Nobody's, you know, that there wasn't just a box full of slips with different dollars written on it, and somebody pulled out the $600,000 one and said, "That's what you got to raise during the drive." No, it was very carefully considered. And when you consider that the NPR programming fees run in the $1 million plus range, and you consider what you get, and we're asking you to give $35 or $350, whatever you can afford, when you consider what you get for that, it's amazing. When you hear that something has happened in the world, and you turn on KERA to find out the facts of what it is, that is worth something. And you get to put a price on it. And, you know, on Friday, you know, this show, the Anything Show, is kind of the start of the weekend, and it's kind of fun, and it is really fun. And, you know, I talk to people all, I carry a little notebook around with me, because people are always coming up to me out in the wild and saying, hey, I've got a question. And it's, you know, it's really cool that we're able to do this show every Friday, and it's really cool that you tune in and listen, but it would be even cooler if you would call that other number, please. 888-694-6931. Just over $14,000 left to raise to make our special $15,000 goal for today. And that's really good progress. That is really good progress. Thank you so much to each of you who has called. Hopefully I'll be able to read some of your names. As a matter of fact, someone is reading my Jackie Fisher, thank you so much. I've just been handed some names here. Rebecca McQuiston in Richardson, thank you very much. Robert Sailing in Weatherford, thank you. Thanks to Marianne and Mike May in Dallas, Brian Brown in Wiley, Ramiro Gillian in Plano, and Mr. and Mrs. Dean Moody in Wiley. Thank you so much to each of you for your contribution today. Glenn Lacey Jr. in Fort Worth, Jude Ryan in Fort Worth, Mr. and Mrs. John Darling in Arlington, Alan Black in Tyler, Cody McComas in Denton, Jeb Sherry in Dallas, Ron and Jim Friedman in Plano, and Lisa Mitz in North Richland Hills. Your contributions have been counted, and thank you so very much. You can join these fine folks by calling us, 888-694-6931, or joining online at kera.org. Carol in Corsicana, can you turn your radio down for us? And You're on the air. Thanks for waiting.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
I have a question about the music box in Titanic. It plays a song that is on a music box that belonged to my grandmother that mm-hmm. she got in 1914.
Okay.
And I was curious if anybody knows what the name of that song is.
Hmm. Okay, so it's the music box in the film Titanic.
Yes.
You want to know what the name of the composition is? Somebody's bound
yes.
to somebody's bound to know.
I hope so.
Yeah,
thank
I'm sure
you.
I'm sure we'll get it. And we've got another hour and a half, so surely someone will call.
Okay, well thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol.
Bye-bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Zach in Fort Worth. Hello, Zach. Zach, are you
Hello.
With us? Yes, go right ahead.
All right. Well, I had a question, but then I also have an answer now.
Okay.
The lady called about the city of giant stone blocks in Florida.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't remember where it is, but I think what she's talking about is the Coral Castle. It's a giant castle this guy made from hand out of these
sure.
giant blocks of coral.
I've got, while you're on the phone here and on the line, on the air, let's see, Lee emailed us and said, well, see, first of all, Dane said, I believe the structure the woman was asking about is called Coral Castle. And then Lee wrote us from somewhere and said, it's Coral Castle, built out of giant coral stones by Edward Leedskalnin. And the castle and museum are located on South Dixie Highway in Miami, Florida. And there's a website, coralcastle.com, for more information.
Yeah, it's really a pretty fascinating place. So.
Awesome. I'm going to check it out.
But my question was, when do aftershocks cease to be aftershocks and just become another earthquake?
That is a great question.
Because it's been over a week, and they're saying that there's still aftershocks, and one of them, I think, was really big. It
mm-hmm.
just seems, at some point, it's just another earthquake.
Right. Well, someone will have an answer for us.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. A couple of really patient callers and winning the Patience Award is Ralph and Denton. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, how are you, Jeff?
Doing well.
Excellent. I have probably a really nerdy but aviation-related question.
Okay.
I'm a student pilot, I'm just trying to see if there's anybody that can offer me, I guess, a more in-depth explanation as to what induced drag is.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Up next is John in Plano. Hello, John.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well.
I had an answer about the population of Haiti.
Okay.
And it's a general reference, so I don't know the specific answer, but the place to go for that, for any information on demographics related to countries, is actually provided by the CIA.
The CIA World Factbook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, somebody looked it up. Another John, incidentally, looked it up. And actually, we looked it up here, too, at the station. It's 9,035,536, and that's the July 2009 estimate
on
the CIA World Factbook site, which is an incredibly interesting resource.
Yeah. Yeah, I teach college, and I use it all the time.
I love that site. It's great. Well, John, thanks for calling.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email address, anything at KERA.org. Let's see. Jeff in Dallas says, try radio-locator.com and enter 75201 as the zip code to find a list of radio stations. The greatness of Nilofer Arsala says, ontheradio.net is a website that will list all the radio stations. And let's see. Mike in Dallas says, this is our debate that's going right now. Kate emailed us with a debate about highway names and numbers. And Mike says, I think the guy is correct in referring to the main highway by its number and the access road by a name for this reason. It says, businesses located on the access roads usually use the name as their address, and Google Maps seems to have adopted this convention. Also, he says, some highways have different names in different cities, so the name of each segment helps determine in which city a business is located. Let's see. Chuck says, the City of Dallas GIS Department maintains our official city map, which is used by police, fire, and many others. On this map, which is called Dal Roads, Central is called Central with a road type of EXPY for expressway, and the service road is called Central Service for service road. Likewise, LBJ is FRWY, if on the freeway, and SERV, if on the service road. Let's see. Chuck said this poses an issue for 911 reasons, but he says it's part of the emergency call taker's emergency responder's job to know how to cross-reference the numbers. However, he says this can be quite confusing because I-30 is both East R.L. Thornton and Tom Landry. I-35 is both Stemmons and South R.L. Thornton. He says, no wonder people get lost. I'm going to count that as a vote for one in the same. And we've also got a vote for Kate's, let's see, Kate says her husband's point of view. So one vote for each. How about voting for KERA? Call 888-694-6931 is the phone number. And we made some progress. We started noon with a self-mandated $15,000 goal for the 2 hours. I hope I don't regret this. I'm looking down the hall, and it looks like everybody's hanging out, just chilling, eating some lunch and stuff. The number is 888-694-6931. The website is kera.org. And we started with a $15,000 goal, and we're at $13,500 left to raise to make that goal. There's a gentleman on the phone. He's raising his hand down the hall. That's awesome. Thank you, whoever that is on the phone with him. Why don't you call 888-694-6931 or contribute online at kera.org. It's really easy. It's really simple. You can use your credit card, which is what most people do. You can use the KERA Sustaining Membership Plan, which about 7,000 plus members do. And it's really cool because you can set it to an amount that's an easy budgetable amount out of your bank account right to KERA's account every month. And in some cases, it's probably less than your ATM fees, depending on what level you choose. And it's just an easy monthly transfer. It just happens automatically, totally safe. You can change it anytime you want. That's the sustaining membership. You can also ask for an invoice, and we'll send you an invoice, and you can cut a personal check. You can sign up for the green membership, where we don't mail you stuff. We just email you stuff to save postage and paper and additional expense for the station. You can choose a thank you gift, or you can choose to have your whole contribution go toward the station, toward programming. But you have to make that next step. You've already turned on the radio and listened for some time, whether it's 5 days or 5 years or 35 years. You've been listening to KERA. It is listener-supported public radio, and I'm asking you to please call now, 888-694-6931. Molly Knox in Coppell, thank you very much. Also, Addy Guetta in Richardson, thank you so much. Also, I want to thank James Enger in Louisville, Corey Reed in Allen. They have done their part. We're waiting to hear from you. 888-694-6931. Please call now, 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. Started the show today at noon with a $15,000 goal, and we're down to about $13,500 left to raise to make this goal. It's an arbitrary goal in a sense. I looked at last year's total for the Anything 2-Hour Pledge Special, and we did about $14,700. So I know that there are those of you who contributed last year during the show, and your membership is up for renewal at this time. So it's time for you to renew. So we should be able to at least do that much and maybe even go a little bit further because it all goes into the big pot. And once we raise the total, and the total is $600,000 for this membership campaign. Once we hit that, the drive ends. We go right back to the regular schedule. And you know how great that regular schedule is. So call us, 888-694-6931. A very patient caller on the phone for the show is Ben in Las Colinas. Hello, Ben.
Hey, great show, by the way.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, my question is, usually when you look at residential housing or buildings, they'll have house numbers with logical sequence, let's say 301, 302, 303, 304 across the street and so forth. But when you look at commercial buildings like on Highway 114, you realize one building could have a number like 1,000, and then next street or across the street from it, you see 1,200. So I want to know what are the conventions in terms of assigning numbers to residential buildings like that.
to buildings on highways.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. 800-933-5372 is that phone number, and that's where we find Wendy in Dallas. Hello, Wendy.
Hi, it's Lindy, not Wendy.
Oh,
but that's okay.
I'm sorry. I just read the screen.
So. No, that's okay. I'm calling about the question regarding how to address the president.
Sure.
Several years ago, I worked in Washington, and it was the formal address of the president is always Mr. President or the President. You never use his name. So it's just become a convention of people in the press or just referring to him to call him Mr. Obama or President Obama.
Okay.
But the President of the United States is officially called only the President.
Very good.
Or Mr. President. So.
Well, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, it's always open, anything at KERA.org. And, you know, we had a couple of a couple of weeks off from the show, and there's a little bit of a backlog here. But we still have another hour and 20 minutes. I want to know how it's going down the hall. Have you yet called 888-694-6931? Have you gone online to KERA.org? Take a moment. We're going to have a break here shortly, so you won't miss any of the anything you ever wanted to know action when you make that call. We have, we have an even more limited number of T-shirts available. There are 7 large anything T-shirts and 4 extra large anything T-shirts available right now. It's a limited quantity. And when these are gone, they're really gone. They're at the $120 membership level. Call 888-694-6931. To get one of those, and go online to KERA.org if you want to look at some of the other great thank you gifts. Got a stack of questions, got a stack of people on the phone here holding. We've got a break coming up, so I just want to really implore you to make that call to 888-694-6931 or contribute online at KERA.org. We've got a long way to go to make the $15,000 goal by 2 o'clock, so do your part, please. Call us. 888-694-6931 is the phone number. It's 1-888-694-6931, or you can make an e-gift online at KERA.org. Thanks. And from KERA, it's anything you ever wanted to know. I'm Jeff Whittington. The telephone number is 800-933-5372. The email address, anything at KERA.org. And that's where we got these questions. Mitch and Irving write, you think with the technology we have available, that intersections would be equipped to detect the flow of automobiles and then calculate the most efficient signal patterns, thus saving time and fuel costs. Does anyone know of such a technology in the works? He says, one of the most frustratingly silly things I experience is waiting at a red light, particularly at night when there's no cross traffic for several long seconds, if not minutes. He says, I actually got a ticket at 3:30 in the morning in Arlington once after running a red light after waiting 4 minutes. Call us, 800-933-5372, or email us, anything at KERA.org. Jay did that and is looking for a recipe for an awesome soup that a friend used to make. But Jay says, I never got the chance to get the recipe. We both moved away, and now I can't find her or her recipe. It was a tamarind-flavored soup with plenty of beef and spinach. She says, I've tried to duplicate it and researched it, but had no luck. Does anyone out there know what I'm talking about? And if so, what's the recipe? James and McKinney is wondering if anyone remembers a movie where aliens are turned into packing peanuts by accordion music. Aliens become packing peanuts as a result of accordion music. And Piper has the total on a receipt of purchase of merchandise and wants to know, what is the formula to figure the amount of sales tax in the total? And rather than try to do algebra on the air, we'll just get somebody to call, 800-933-5372, or email us that formula or any questions or answers to anything at KERA.org. Let's talk next to Walter in Grand Prairie. Hello, Walter.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Yeah, I want to answer the question on induced drag.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also called lift. And the guy who called was a pilot. I want to tell him lift can be produced two different ways. When the aircraft is flying and air hits the wing, the underparts of the wing, it deflects the air down. Now, deflecting the air down changes the speed of the air and causes a force going downward. And there's an opposite and equal reaction going upward that lifts the wing up, and that's what induced drag is. And this drag increases the faster you go, or the more you tip the wing and increase the angle of attack.
Okay.
Yep, and that's what induced drag is.
Wonderful.
Just one of the things that causes lift.
Well, Walter, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Couple of other answers. Zach says the song of the music box in Titanic is called Tales from the Vienna Woods by Johann Strauss Jr. Tales from the Vienna Woods by Strauss. And let's see, this is from Alan in Allen. The cheapest method of preventing static damage to your computer is to discharge yourself before touching the computer by touching something else made of metal first. It says, even if the metal thing is not hooked directly to ground, it will still draw the arc off of your skin. Have the metal thing by the computer so you don't have to walk on the carpet again after you discharge. Thank you very much, Alan and Alan. I want to thank Molly Knox in Coppell and Ananiha Shanubok in Hearst for contributing. By the way, oh yeah, there's a membership campaign going on. Down the hall, the phone number down there is 888-694-6931. We heard from Ardith Spays in Dallas, Brenda Young in Mesquite. Thanks to each of you. You can also join online at KERA.org. Gus Gustavich in Dallas, Aaron Alexander in Frisco. Thank you so much to you. Molly Dobbins in Fort Worth, Aftab Siddiqui in Arlington, Paula Stewart in Grand Prairie, George Dimitri in Arlington, Jaime Jocko in Fort Worth, and Nate Blevins in Cedar Hill. Thank you so much for your contributions to KERA this afternoon, especially during this show. You know, we only get one chance usually during a membership campaign to pitch around anything you ever wanted to know. And it's the only time that we can give you the opportunity to support this show. A pretty unique format, a pretty interesting program idea. Thank you very, very much to Glenn Mitchell, the late, great Glenn Mitchell, who came up with this at the spur of the moment. And you, the listeners and supporters of KERA, after Glenn's sudden and shocking passing, it's hard to believe for me that it was so long ago. It was 4 years ago, and back in November. And you know, thanks to you, we continue doing this because you kind of demanded it. I mean, I got so many emails from people, and we decided, you know, station management decided it was a good idea. So thank you. And it's a pleasure to be able to do this show every week. I'd really love to be able to give you more opportunities to support this program. But this is it. This is, you know, hopefully the drive will end before next Friday. And we'll have a whole, you know, an unadulterated hour of anything you ever wanted to know without me going on and on and on, encouraging you to join. But right now, I am going to encourage you to join because we've made some pretty stellar progress. We started at noon with a, again, self-imposed goal of $15,000, and we're at $12,785 left to raise by 2 o'clock just to make this goal that, you know, it's a little bit more than we raised last year. And if you contributed to this show last year, this is a great time to renew your membership. We, you know, we've been talking about it today on the air. We're a little behind where we should be at this time. The overall goal for the drive is $600,000, and we're a little bit behind where we ought to be. And you know, it's a little earlier in January than we did this last year. You know, and it's not the greatest time economically in the history of the country. And you know, the issues are hitting North Texas as well, and we understand that. And if you're in a position where you can give anything, you know, maybe it's less than you gave before. I promise you, we will put your contributions to very carefully considered use, continuing the work that we do here at KERA, and continuing to bring you the fantastic, incredible work that you get, not only from my colleagues here at the station, in the news department, from Chris Boyd, from the Art and Seek team, from everybody. But that national stuff that you just can't live without. You know that show, All Things Considered, that one, and that other one, Morning Edition. Those shows, we have to pay for those shows, and we'll continue to pay for them because they're important. It's important that the people in North Texas have an opportunity to listen to the programming on KERA. And that's what I'm asking you to support with a phone call and a contribution at 888-694-6931 or an e-gift online at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Carol in Dallas. Hello, Carol.
Hi. Last week someone asked a question about what happens if the space shuttle loses an engine during launch.
Uh-huh.
And one of the answers that you got was that they manually separate the SRBs in flight, and that's not exactly right.
Okay.
It won't veer off to the side when the main engines go out because they're more or less along the center line. And if you separate it from the SRBs,
those are the solid rocket.
Filing,
those are the solid rocket boosters, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You would fly through that plume, and it would burn the shuttle up. So you cannot separate while the solid rockets are still firing. You have so what happens really depends on when the engine is lost and how many engines are lost.
Mm-hmm.
If it's late enough, you can just fire the remaining engines for a longer period of time and still make orbit. Or if multiple engines are lost or it's earlier, there's other aborts that you do. But you don't separate from the solid rockets while they're still firing.
Okay.
The manual thing they were talking about in the other answer was if they didn't automatically separate after they quit firing, then you can manually separate the dead weight.
Okay.
Later. So, but there's lots of different aborts depending on when things happen. But you can still make orbit even if one or and sometimes two engines fail, depending on when that happens.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Right.
Goodbye.
800-933-5372 is also where we find a very patient Brett in Louisville. Hello, Brett.
Hey, Jeff. I was just calling about the static question.
Yeah.
Another easy way to do that is just take water and Downy and spray it on the carpet, and that will actually reduce the static significantly. And the reason that they don't run ground lines on plugs like that is because actually the neutral is considered a ground. It is in essence a ground. It is connected to ground. That's why it's 0 volts. So it's really unlikely these days that static would take out a laptop. It's possible if you were charged up really good and touched one of the input ports, but other than that, it would be really unlikely for that to happen.
Okay, so it was probably something else.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And I'd also like to say I'm a sustaining member.
Hey. Thank you very much, Brett.
I love your show. It's a great show.
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you.
And let's talk next to Edie in Arlington. Hello, Edie.
Hello. Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
I have two questions for you.
Okay.
The first question is this. There are wires that run across the road that are insulated in black rubber that I drive over every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
What are those wires?
Those are counting the vehicles.
Oh,
on that particular road. So they'll put that out and leave it for a specific number of days and then they can get an idea of the traffic flow.
Okay.
And it's just remember at the old service stations when you run across the thing and you'd run across that thing and the bell at the would go ding
yes.
ding. It's the same
yes.
kind of deal. Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that. The second thing is on I-30 by Loop 12, right before you get into Grand Prairie, there is a brand new, very tall silver pole that is almost as tall as the lights, and it has very large amplified megaphone-like structures attached to it. And I've seen this in other places, too,
mm-hmm.
and I wonder what those are for. Is it from the government? Is it an alarm system? What is it?
Yeah, those are the, essentially, they're like an air raid siren, but it's for tornado warnings and things like that.
Okay,
so
thank
you. So they'll blast those sirens. And actually, we heard, you're in Arlington, we had those a few months ago here in central and east Dallas because
uh-huh.
of some bad storms approaching. But, yeah, those are the tornado and I guess or air raid sirens that would go off in case of, an emergency.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye. 800-933-5372.
Let's get one more call from Mark in Dallas, and then we'll check on the phone room down the hall. Hey, Mark.
Oh, hi. I was calling about the red light changing devices.
Yes.
They're actually, for years and years, they used a mechanical device, and some of them are still in place. There's a long strip that is perpendicular to the line of traffic, uh-huh. near a traffic light, and it used to be late at night. The timers were turned off, and if you just bumped that, if you ran over it once or twice, the light would change. But those have been defeated, and they're not used anymore. But it's a very simple mechanical device that works
very good,
extremely well. Yeah,
Mark, thanks for calling.
You bet.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, the formula for figuring out the total tax in your bill. Let's see, Roman, who looks like his title says controller, so it looks like he probably knows. he says divide the total by 1.0825. So, for example, $100 divided by 1.0825 equals $92.38. 100 minus $92.38 equals $7.62 sales tax. So, obviously, if your bill was $108.25, you'd know that you'd paid $8.25 in tax. Let's see. Ryan says the Titanic music box song is called Jack Dawson's Luck. Wasn't Jack Dawson the character in Titanic? Okay. Let's see. Jacob says, I don't know the recipe for that soup, but your emailer might try bing.com, B-I-N-G. He says they offer an integrated recipe search launched today. And apparently ontheradio.net is not a working website, and thanks to Grant for checking that out. But we have redemption here. Dallas.com/media is working. So check out Dallas.com/media, and that's where you'll see a list of radio stations. Let's see. We are making some progress down the hall. Looks like there's a sort of impromptu chat going on down there. The number to call is 888-694-6931 to contribute, or online at kera.org. You know, if you're at the office and you're on the web and taking care of some business, looking up some things, it's really easy to go to kera.org, click on the support page, and make your contribution. We started out looking for $11,962 left to go to make our goal. We have an hour more of special anything you ever wanted to know. We have the news coming up in a couple of minutes, and then it's back to the program, and we're going to get as many of your questions and answers, your calls and emails in as we can today. There are still some outstanding questions from this first hour. But we have to pay the bills here at KERA. And 57% of the money that's used to pay those bills comes directly from you. Call us, 888-694-6931, or contribute online at kera.org. I got a note that there was some issue with the phones. Are we good? We're good. Okay, we're good. We're good. All right, good, good, good. Call 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org. Your e-gift at kera.org, you can fill out the membership form on your own. You can click, credit card or debit card. You can put all the info in. It's safe and secure. It's really easy. And you can submit that. No muss, no fuss. And it just takes about 90 seconds, 2 minutes or so. If you want to take some time looking at the thank you gifts, there isn't anything you ever wanted to throw flyer. They say flyer on here because I think Frisbee is a trademarked term, but it's the same basic thing. And it's this sort of clear, translucent blue with the Anything logo, but, no is marked out. And it says throw. And that's available when you join the station as a basic member, at the basic membership level of $35. So check that out online. You can see a picture of it on kera.org. But call or pledge, 888-694-6931. Or pledge online at kera.org. It is crucial that we make up some ground today during this show and on into the afternoon. And I'm just asking, you know, just asking if you would please call 1-888-694-6931. Just under $12,000 left to raise to make the goal that I set. I set it, $15,000 for 2 hours. This is your source for NPR News, 90.1 KERA, Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. Of course, online at KERA.org, where you can do your contribution safe and securely, or call 888-694-6931. Again, the number 888-694-6931. A whole nother hour of anything you ever wanted to know right after the news from National Public Radio. And from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's anything you ever wanted to know. Hour two of a special membership campaign, Anything Marathon. You can call us with your questions and answers at 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions and answers. The email address, of course, is anything@kera.org. And that's where we got these. Let's see. Madam Fort Worth asks about lunar and Martian surface temperature histories. It says, don't scientists have a remote way to record the temperatures of nearby celestial objects? Matt asks, where could I view the history of surface temperatures over the past, say, 50 years on the moon and on Mars? Let's see. Jack says, I've lived in my home for more than 23 years, and there are approximately 35 recessed incandescent ceiling lights, spot and floods, most of which were there when I moved in, and most of which are still burning. He asks, what are the economies of scope in replacing the existing bulbs with the new energy-efficient bulbs, and how long would it take for me to recapture the cost of the new bulb by the reported amount of savings one receives on the electric bill? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything@kera.org. Let's see. Bruce has a couple of questions. Number one, what happened to the Panama Monster that was all over YouTube about 4 months ago, found near a stream in the Panamanian jungle by two boys? He says the last video showed Panamanian officials taking the body away for examination. He says it was even reported on CNN with the promise they would provide more news when it happened. What happened to the Panama Monster? Bruce also wants to know, what's the deal with the armbands that football players are wearing these days? He says, I see them around various parts of the arm, at the elbow, at the shoulder, around the biceps and forearms. What purpose do they serve? I think we've had this question before, and I think the answer we got for the small, thin armbands right at the elbow joint, just above the elbow joint, was that they just made your biceps look bigger. But someone will call. And football season's almost over. The playoffs are moving on this weekend. We've got some championship games this weekend. So, Bruce's other question is, what is the difference? These are great questions, by the way, Bruce. Thanks for emailing these. What is the difference, if any, between a ninja and a samurai, and are either of them exclusively Japanese? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything@kera.org. Down the hall, the other number, 888-694-6931. And I'm happy to report that we started at noon with a $15,000 self-imposed, I'm putting those in parentheses because it's true, goal of $15,000. We made some great progress, $11,800 left to raise to make that goal. But really, you know, my real goal, my genuine, gosh honest, you know, goal is your call to 888-694-6931. That's the number to call to make a contribution to your public radio station. You can also do it online at kera.org. It'd be great to get a friend or two or maybe three during anything today. The friends level is $1,500, and if you want to become a sustaining member, you can do that on the friends level. It's $125 a month. It's a little over $4 a day for your public radio station. You've probably heard, if you listen like I do, even during the membership campaign, you've heard a couple of the friends spots that have run. And I did the math. It's about $4.10 a day to be a friend of KERA. And if you think about what you plunk $4.10 down on, I mean, depending on where you drive, you might have that much in tolls every day. You know, I don't know about you, but I probably drink that much worth of coffee, and I'm buying the beans. I'm not buying coffee over the counter. I'm buying the beans and grinding them up, but I'm probably still drinking $4 worth of coffee a day. Don't stop drinking coffee, and don't, you know, don't change your commute to pay for your KERA membership. But just think about what you spend your money on, and think about how great KERA is at keeping you informed, at keeping you in touch, and at keeping you up to date and, you know, on top of things. And then call 888-694-6931. Contribute to any level. You know, if you want to join at the $120 level, that's $10 a month on the sustaining membership. The $240, it's $20 a month. And it's very easy to set up. But please give to the station today. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. You might not be listening to the radio later today. And while you're listening right now, do your part. I want to thank Stephen Johnson and Keller, Christopher Baker in Granbury, Camilla Burt in Flower Mound, Carrie Harris in Dallas, T. Stone in Dallas. Also want to thank Kimberly Farrow in Keller, Joseph Jenkins in Grand Prairie, Robert Smith in Richardson, David Tenberg in Waco, Sarah Hoover in Allen, Tecelia Prine in Irving, Robert Morris in Dallas, Zafar Arif in Allen. Thank you so much for your contribution. You called 888-694-6931 or went online to kera.org. And you, my friend, who has yet to contribute, can follow their lead and join these fine folks supporting public radio in North Texas. 888-694-6931 is the phone number. We've got the Anything You Ever Wanted to Throw Frisbee flyers. We've got the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know t-shirts, a few of those left, and large and extra large. The volunteers down the hall answer the phone. They can tell you all about that stuff. But please call. Please do your part right now. 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Back to the other number, 800-933-5372, and that's where we find Mahesh in Dallas. Hello, Mahesh.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I stay in Houston in a hotel where fairly frequently, and I stay in different floors, different mm-hmm. wings all the time. So there's one question that it's a plumbing question. So what happens in all of these rooms is a strange problem. When I switch on the shower, I turn on the shower, and when I'm in the shower, it looks like the drain is clogged in each of these rooms, but the drain is not really. You know, the water starts building up and mm-hmm. kind of up to your toe level, and then after about a minute, it starts draining off. And I was just wondering if anybody with a plumbing knowledge can tell me why this would happen.
Why does it take a minute to start draining?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll ask. And, you know, Mahesh, we've got a whole hour, or we're going until 2 o'clock today, so we'll probably get an answer for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Elizabeth in Denton. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hey there.
I just had an answer about the armbands that NFL players wear.
Yeah.
Mostly it's just used for sweat control, all the sweat that runs down your arm.
So. Oh, okay. So it runs...
Yeah, kind of like in the NBA, they wear... You see Kobe Bryant wearing those like giant mm-hmm. like cuffs on mm-hmm. their arms, and that's also for like their muscles.
So like the rubber armband thing, it just the sweat hits it and falls to the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Brian says, I used to have a radio on my desk at work that picked up radio and local television audio. This is nice to listen to my morning news shows, even though I could not see them. When the transition to digital broadcasting occurred, my radio no longer received the television audio. Is there a newer version available on the market that will receive local television audio from digital signals? And Brian, we've had this question a couple of times, and excuse me, and I don't think so. That there's a market there for somebody, but we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you. Todd in Roanoke says, I use a small renewable electric company for my electricity. And because of the nature of the electric grid, I know I don't actually use the electricity they produce. He says, but that made me think of another question. Is the number of customers a small electricity company can accept limited by the amount of electricity they can produce? That's a great question. Call us with an answer, 800-933-5372, or email us, anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Arthur in Fort Worth. Hello, Arthur.
Yes, sir.
Yes, go right ahead.
Proud.
proud member of the KERA family.
Hey, thank you so much, Arthur.
All righty. Difference between a samurai and a ninja is a samurai originally was a term that meant servant, but not in the clean the pantry type servant, but it was a warrior servant of the warlords.
Mm-hmm.
And a ninja was essentially a secret society of assassins. So one was a noble who was entitled to carry two swords, and one is an assassin.
And essentially like an assassin slash spy type person.
Right, secret agent of various kinds, and most of they were hidden in plain sight. They would hide and work as a gardener, and yet be available to be a bodyguard or carry out secret.
Did they work for the same people?
At times, yes.
Okay,
it's one way of getting rid of your political rival,
or maybe some samurais, even
if they were not. The samurai was absolutely loyal, and
sure.
if he was commanded to kill himself or his family, he would, and then he would worry about why he was asked to do that later.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Arthur.
Thank you, sir. All right.
Let's talk next to Francisco in Grand Prairie. Hello, Francisco. Does it sound right to you?
Hi. I'm calling from Grand Prairie.
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations for your program. It's great.
Thank you.
My wife and I really enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
I'm calling about the answer between the difference of samurai and ninjas.
Okay.
Samurais were hired by warlords. They were clans of samurai, and some clans or all of the clans had at one or other time ninjas hired. A samurai could become a ninja sometimes. The difference is that samurais were held by a code of honor called Bushido, and this was not written. This was something that they knew they should follow. And ninjas were not ninjas. They had to accomplish their mission by whichever means they could. And not necessarily assassins, but more like spies, more like information. They could be disguised as anything as long as they can get the information they needed. And sometimes they were required to kill people, but not always.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for calling, Francisco.
No problem.
We got a couple of email answers on this, too, from Doug and Euless, who says, the samurai was a feudal warrior who was employed and fought on the battlefield. A ninja was an assassin who used any means necessary to eliminate a target. And yes, he says, they were exclusively Japanese. And Josh, who says he loves KERA and NPR, thank you, Josh, says in Shusaku Endo's novel Silence, he makes the samurai seem like the sheriff of Nottingham's men. He says the novel takes place mid-17th century, and they worked for feudal lords who owned everything and taxed the peasants who lived on their land. Samurai collected the taxes and were their own class of people above the peasants but below the lords. And he says Endo does not mention ninjas. 800-933-5372 is the phone number for the show. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Nick in Dallas wrote us and says, each winter, RAHR, R-A-H-R, a local brewery in Fort Worth, releases a seasonal beer called Winter Warmer, or something to that effect. He says, however, I've been unable to find it anywhere in the Plano-Richardson area this year. He says, I can only find the other types of RAHR beer. He says, I've been unable to contact anyone at the brewery to inquire about this. Does anyone know if RAHR Winter Warmer is still out? And if so, where can I locate it, preferably, he asks, in the Plano-Richardson area. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email anything at kera.org. However, down the hall, I think things are... things are slowing just a bit, and you know that's the way it goes. I mean, we know you want to listen to the show. That's why you've turned on the radio in the first place, is to listen to the show. And believe me, we want to do the show. We want to do the shows, and we want to listen to the shows too. But three times a year, we take some little breaks like this one right here. We've just moved into a break, by the way, and ask you to call another number, 888-694-6931. And this time it's a really different number. That's a new number. For those of you who just tuned in for this show, and there might be a few of you out there, we have a new Pledge Control Central phone number this year. 2010, new decade, new number. And it's 888 or 888. That sounds kind of cool. 694-6931. You can also, of course, still contribute online at kera.org. That's what Jeremy Sims in Richland Hills did. Marla Goodwin in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Thank you so much, Marla. And, of course, Jeremy, too. Paul Von Wipperfeld in Dallas. Dottie Bell in Arlington. Thanks to each of you. How about you? 1-888-694-6931. $10,800 left to raise on our $15,000 goal. We've got about 40 minutes. It can be done. It really can be done. If you would call right now, 1-888-694-6931. It's 888-694-6931, or contribute online at kera.org. We'll be right back. And from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, you're listening to Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, hour two of a special two-hour membership campaign program today. You can get involved in that membership campaign by calling 888-694-6931 or by going online to kera.org. Please do your part. We really do have to raise the money that's been budgeted in order to keep the station solid and on firm financial footing. That's why we do it. So call now, 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org. Let's talk next to Britt, calling from Keller. Hello, Britt.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right.
I've looked online at multiple Texas state websites looking for a law that would address this, and I can't seem to find a detail anywhere. I was curious if there is a law in the books that specifies whether or not it's legal for children to ride on the back of a motorcycle with an adult. You know, obviously they need to have protective gear and all the rest of that, but is there a law, and if there is a law, is there a certain age at which they're allowed, or weight or something like that?
Okay, well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Okay, and I had an answer, too, just real quick on
okay.
the HD radio,
sure.
or the radio question about television. I don't think you're ever going to see a cheap radio like those older ones that would receive the analog signal because of the fact that you have to have an HD tuner to receive HD signal. So even though it would be audio, those tuners are still fairly expensive. That's why you'll see some, sometimes you'll see a sale on a really cheap flat screen TV and it
right.
doesn't have an HD tuner in it because those chipsets are actually kind of expensive. So for there to be a cheap consumer, you know, radio to do that, you may not see them cheap like you saw the old ones, basically. You probably won't find one.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling. And we'll
thanks.
See if we get an answer for you. Let's talk next to Mark, calling from Plano. Hello, Mark.
Hi. I was calling with an answer to the person who had a question about the green energy provider.
Yeah.
And basically what you have is, on your electricity, you have your actual provider like CoServ or whoever controls the wires that come into your house. And then you have producers and marketing companies. So whether or not the small company that he's getting his electricity from is actually producing green electricity could be up in the air. That's something that they might want to look into. They could just be out on the electricity market on an hourly basis buying renewable electricity sources that are connected up to ERCOT. Now, they might actually have production like wind out in West Texas or biofuels, and that's their load that they can produce and that they can put out onto the grid to serve. But if they have more customers they can provide that load for, they go out at any time and they buy it on the market. Now, if they can't get green electricity or if renewable electricity is not on the market for sale, then what they're probably doing is buying offsets for it.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Mark.
All right. Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. So we got this from Mark in Old East Dallas, who is looking for advice on tax software. He says, if I bought one last year, do I need to buy a new one? He says, what if I update all the tax info, etc.? Anybody know? Let's see. Melissa says, I think you've had this question before. Does anybody remember, why do birds flock to cables and wires around 5 or 6 p.m.? What attracts them to the cables? And let's see, Melissa says, especially on 635 in MacArthur around 6 p.m. let's see, this is from someone who's wondering if there is a website where they can find specific laws relating to making changes to health insurance coverage after an IRS qualifying life event. This emailer says, my baby is to be born in June, and my employer states the only change I can make is to add the child, which prevents me from acting on other money-saving opportunities. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything at kera.org. Down the hall, we've got a question. Let's see. This question says, do you have to have car insurance if you are driving with a parent and have a driver's permit. So I'm assuming it's a student driver who is driving with their parent and has the learner's permit that you get from from the DPS. I am no insurance professional, nor am I an attorney. So grain of salt time here. But I would say call your insurance company. Call your insurance agent and say, hey, my child is 15 or however old they are, and they've got their learner's permit, and we're driving around, and they're behind the wheel. What do I need to do? You'd probably be able to add them to your insurance or, get like a temporary card or something. I don't know. I'm not an insurance guy, but I would call my insurance agent if I were in that. But somebody may have an answer. Call us. 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. The other number, 888-694-6931. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. The length of this membership campaign is really up to you. Now, I've said it at least 1,000 times. The drive ends when you make your call. It ends for you because we're not going to be talking to you anymore. When you make the call to 1-888-694-6931, when you go online, take a couple of minutes, throw a few bucks at the station at kera.org, we are not talking to you anymore except to say thank you so much for your contribution. And every time you turn on the radio, even as we wrap up the drive over the next several days, you'll know that you've done your part. You'll know that you have helped make public radio a reality for everyone who listens, everyone who has access to a radio, whether they have pledged before or are going to pledge or are never going to pledge. But, you're making this service possible for everyone, a truly fair and balanced, well-thought, high-quality news and information service available to everybody. And I think just knowing that this service exists in North Texas, there are a lot of people that you probably wish would listen. And the fact that it exists means that there's an opportunity for them to listen. And your support makes it available to everybody. Everybody. That's what it's all about. So please, make a call to 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org and support your public radio station. I'd love for you to do it during this show because this is the only chance, usually, during a membership campaign that we get to ask you to support anything you ever wanted to know. It's only on Fridays. It sort of starts the weekend for us here at the station and for a lot of you. And I know some of you probably tune in specifically for this show, and I thank you for that. And we are thrilled to have you as a listener. We are thrilled to have every single listener for this show and for all the shows on KERA, whether you contribute or not. Because, look, that's what we do. We make radio for you, and we put it out there, and you can listen to it. We ask that you do support it. I say this every drive as well. There are two kinds of people in the world. There are those who are gonna support public radio, and there are those who are never gonna do it. And I just walk in here and sit down in front of the microphone knowing that that's a reality. But for those of you who are going to do it, why not do it today? Why not do it right now? If you're listening already right now, and we've made great progress. We've raised $4,500 in an hour and a half, which is pretty darn good. And I think that would qualify as a little bit of a surge in the midday today because, quite honestly, we're a little behind on our overall goal. And we really do need you to call today. We really need to get into the weekend at a place where we can wrap this drive up next week. And if you've been waiting, This is your moment. If you're in a position where you can make a contribution of $1,000 or more, that would be really great. And you know what? You don't get anything if you don't ask for it. And some of you listening can afford to give the station $1,000 or $2,000 or maybe $3,000. And I like to call this a leadership gift because you really help lead the way to the end of the membership campaign when you give at a higher level. But we don't set the level for you. You get to decide if you want to give to the station. You've already decided to listen. You're listening right now. And I'm asking to please call right now while you're listening, because later on today, you might not be listening. And, we might not be able to we're all busy and we might not be able to remind you that, hey, we're here and we're still waiting to hear from you. at 1-888-694-6931. We might not get another chance this afternoon to remind you that this is your public radio station. It's listener supported. So if you can give anything right now, that would be great. And if you can give and if you can give it a higher level, you know, the Ralph Rogers Society, I think, starts at $5,000 for an annual gift. If you can give at that level right now, it would make a huge difference in this membership campaign. And we would be able to, you know, to leverage that money to bring you the programs that you listen to. Call us, 888-694-6931. Full board of callers, and we're going to start next with Dennis in Sachse. Hello, Dennis.
Hi. I have answered to two different questions.
Sure.
One on the tax software.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are using TurboTax, I do not have to buy it every year because of all the regulation updates, and the other popular one is Tax Cut, and I'm assuming it's the same way. So, yes, the answer is you'd have to buy it every year.
So you can't just upgrade it?
Well, not with TurboTax. Maybe Tax Cut does, but with TurboTax, you buy it every year.
Okay, great.
And then on the birds on the wires,
sure.
My guess is it's not really the wires. It's just the normal roosting behavior of birds. They tend to do that in the evening.
Okay.
And that's just the place they found that's most likely the safe spot.
We have heard that grackles, which is, I think, the bird in question here, quite honestly, is they're attracted to live oak trees, tightly webbed branching structures and open structures, open parking lots and stuff, because it helps them to be alerted to approaching predators and stuff. But and maybe that's why they're getting on the power lines. But yeah, they do like to roost at sundown. Thanks for calling, Dennis.
Thanks.
You bet. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Nat in Southlake. Hello, Nat.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing great.
I was recently in South Africa on a trip, and I had a wonderful beer there called Castle. I know there's a large population of South Africans in Dallas, and wanted to find out if there's any place to buy it locally or anywhere. I've looked online. They sell other South African beers that are around, but Castle is one that's not imported. If anybody can tell me why or maybe where to purchase it, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, and it's C-A-S-T-L-E.
C-L-E, yeah,
okay.
Castle Lager, and SAB, South African Breweries, was recently bought by Miller.
Mm.
So that's another reason I figured it'd be available somewhere, but it is not.
Okay, so
anybody can help me out.
So looking for Castle beer, and I think Nick was looking for Rar Winter Warmer. So it's Beer Friday.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Nat.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the show.
Hey, thank you. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Robert in Grapevine. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Jeff. I'm a current member, so I'm happy to say that.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I got an answer on the insurance question. I have teenagers. I have Liberty Mutual, mm-hmm. and they are covered under your insurance because you have to be in the driver's seat with them while they're driving when they have a learner's permit. When they turn 16, you actually get the big hit with the, you know, teenage driver on the insurance.
Oh, okay. So your policy covers them as long as you're in the front seat, in the passenger seat while they're driving.
Right. As long as they're under a learner's permit, but the day they turn 16 and get their license, they have got to be covered, which is a big jump in insurance.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll bet it is. Thanks for calling, Robert.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Great show.
Hey, thank you. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Daniel emailed us, watching baseball with the sound off while listening to the radio is an age-old custom. He says, now it seems impossible. He says, I can't remember which was ahead, but he says, I counted almost 16 seconds of difference in the action on the screen and on the radio last year. Any reason why this is and why it changed? Call us, 800-933-5372. Mark in Irving says, I live in part of South Irving that until the 50s or 60s got its water from many individual water wells. He says, once the city of Irving converted that part of town to supplied city water, many of those individual wells were capped and forgotten. One of those capped wells is on my property. He says, it's been capped but not plugged and covered over. He says, I've often thought of relocating and restoring it to operation because of new cooling systems that use subsurface tubing drilled deep into the ground to increase the efficiency of the system, and, of course, because of summer droughts. Mark says, I'm looking for a local company that can help me find and reactivate the old well. Since the well is not plugged, I do not need a drilling service. I need someone that can help me relocate the well and assess whether the well and its casing are in serviceable condition, then assist in putting it back into operation. You might also call your city code department too, and see if, Mark, if that's even allowed in South Irving. But we'll ask for you and see if we get an answer. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Armbands. Dean Kennedale says the rubber armbands, I think these are the wide ones worn by football players to prevent road rash or turf rash when getting tackled. Robin Plano says, I wear an armband. When I wear one, the purpose is to relieve tennis elbow pain. But Rob, I wonder if you put it above your elbow or if you put it just below your elbow. Tracy says the armbands worn by football players were once used to treat tendonitis. It wasn't effective for that purpose, and they're now just a fashion statement, although sometimes they are used by the quarterback to help identify a receiver. Let's see. Kelly says, a few years back when I was driving under my permit, I did not have to have coverage for myself. I was covered under my parents' insurance since they were the licensed driver. Kelly says, but calling the insurance carrier is always the best way to ensure that you are not driving without coverage. And let's see. Okay, here's a formula from Allen and Allen for finding savings on changing bulbs. And if you can't get this the first time, you can always go listen to the podcast and look at 39 minutes into the second hour. Number of bulbs times wattage of bulbs times number of hours used per year equals watt hours used per year. Divide watt hours by 1,000 equals kilowatt hours. Kilowatt hours times cost per kilowatt hour equals annual cost. Calculate for both types of bulb. Subtract the annual cost of use of the new bulbs from the annual cost of using the old bulbs to get annual savings. And then divide cost of buying new bulbs by annual savings to get years for payback. Thank you, Alan and Alan. You can call us, 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org. Down the hall, you can call 888-694-6931. It's 1-888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org. Last I heard, we were getting close to, I'm coming to terms, honestly, with the fact that we're not going to make the $15,000 goal. I mean, unless five people call with $2,000 contributions, which is possible. It is possible. But right now, we're at $10,492 left to raise to make my totally arbitrary goal based on last year's anything two-hour winter membership campaign special, where we raised $14,700 in 2 hours. Well, you know, it's great that you're calling 888-694-6931, and it's great that you're going online to kera.org and making that e-gift, safe and secure e-gift, very easy. Hey, for those of you who are holding on the phone, we're going to get to your calls right after this break. But those are for those of you who can make a contribution, who are willing to, the number is 888-694-6931. Thanks. From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Yes, I'm Jeff Whittington. Yes, the phone number is 800-933-5372. Yes, the email address is anything at kera.org. And yes, you can support the station right now. You may make a call to 1-888-694-6931. Or, you know, it's the afternoon. We're getting close to the 2 o'clock hour. You're sitting at your desk listening. You can go online to kera.org, make a contribution, and... we're under 10,000 left to raise in the 2 hour goal of $15,000 that I set. I'm responsible for this. I take full responsibility. But we're under $10,000, and that is fantastic news. I want to thank everybody who's called. We've raised just over $5,000 on the show today so far. We can do a lot more with your participation at 888-694-6931. Or online at kera.org. I want to thank Roger Honstein in Dallas, Cameron Hernholm in Dallas, Kevin Koenig in Dallas, Enzu Zompko in Arlington, Yolanda Mabry in Dallas, Bill Shaw in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Bill, thank you very much. My uncle lived in Natchitoches for a long time, and he's buried near Natchitoches and the Cane River. And I still use my Cane River Cuisine cookbook, Bill. So, and I know Bill calls in a lot to the show. So, Bill, thanks for your support. And Helen Bush in Dallas has made a contribution in appreciation and in memory of the greatness of Glenn Mitchell. And I really appreciate that as well, Helen. We also heard from Knock Dow in Plano. And to Almond Ritchie in Frisco, Pete Locke in Fort Worth, and Margot Ways in Arlington. Thanks to each of you. I would love to be able to thank you in this last segment of the show today if you call 888-694-6931 or contribute online at kera.org. Let's talk next to a patient caller, Harold in Grand Prairie. Hello, Harold.
Oh, hey, guys. Excuse me. My father-in-law flies on the Space A flights out of the Joint Reserve Base Carswell quite a bit. He's a retired lieutenant colonel. Uh-huh. And that particular aircraft, it's I believe they call a C-30, which is the military version of the Boeing 737.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I watch that aircraft take off, whether to the south or the north, it just takes off in a very slow ascent, just rumbles, and as far as you can see on the horizon, the thing didn't appear to be that high. When you see a 737 take off from Love Field, I know because of the buildings they got to climb high, but mm-hmm. in DFW, they climb pretty high. Why does this particular military flight, I know the one he took went directly to New Orleans, I know it couldn't be loaded that heavy with fuel or cargo, why does it, on its, you know, when it's departing the Joint Reserve Base, does it take that particular flight pattern? It just lumbers and lumbers out there.
It's a great question, and if we don't get an answer today, then hopefully we'll have one next week for you.
And I renewed my membership. Thank you.
Hey, Harold, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that. Let's talk next to Andrew in Frisco. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Jess. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well.
I got an answer about the baseball question.
Uh-huh.
And my understanding is that they started doing this after the Super Bowl, where Justin Timberlake pulled down Janet Jackson's
the wardrobe malfunction episode.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Basically, what happened was they started putting live TV on a delay, so that if something like that happens in the future, they'll have an opportunity to blur it out or to cut frames of video, something
right.
like that, sort of censor it.
Right. Well, and just like you know, radio stations do.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good FCC compliance friendly policy to run a delay.
Yeah, it really is a shame though, because you know the listening to the radio and watching the ball game, that's where you get the best commentary.
It brings back. It just really brings back memories of growing up watching the Rangers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me. Well, Andrew, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Have a good one.
You bet. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. A couple more questions, a couple more emails, a couple more calls, and then we're going to see how things are going down the hall at 888-694-6931 or online. Make your e-gift at kera.org. Marty in Grand Prairie says, when I email from Outlook, Microsoft returns notes to me to tell me my email has been delivered. Lately, a lot of them are in what looks like Chinese characters. Why is that? Are my emails routed through China? And Jason in Louisville wants to know, why is it that organic milk has a much longer shelf life than regular milk? Says it seems like the preservatives would allow regular milk to stay fresh longer, but organic milk lasts weeks longer. 800-933-5372 is where we find a very patient Timmy calling from Dallas. Hey, Timmy.
Hi, it's actually Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm sorry.
There's no problem.
I just read the screen. You know, it's hard to hear sometimes.
Yeah, with the beers that are generally a little more obscure, I've found that talking to the people from the distributor mm-hmm. are generally the best way to find about certain things. Sometimes they can tell you the local stores that might carry it. The people at Central Market are generally pretty knowledgeable, and when I was looking for a product one time, I knew that it was the Benny Keith guys, and then I eventually figured out that the Benny Keith guys came on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And so I just ask them while you're there if you happen to see them.
Right.
Otherwise, a call to the distributor. I don't know who the Miller distributor for the Dallas area is, but anybody at one of your reputable purveyors of beer should be able to provide you that information.
Right. It's like Glazer, probably Glazers or somebody like that.
Yeah, and a lot of times, just with the low volume beers, there's just not a market for it.
Right.
And the same is reverse in Europe, where I lived the last couple of years, and
it was hard to find most things from the States as a result.
Mm, okay. Well, thanks for calling, Jimmy.
And the other answer on the plane may be just that it's an older, the C-30 that's flying out of the naval base may be just an older model that has lower rated thrust engines, and so it's not capable of climbing as steeply.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling.
Sure. Thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Thabami in Plano. Hey, Thabami.
Hello.
Yes. Go right ahead.
Yes, I do have an answer to the question about the Beer Castle.
Yes.
In South Africa.
Yes.
Yeah, I am from South Africa. We used to buy that beer up in Plano on Frankfurt and I forgot the others, but it's on Frankfurt, close to Coit. Right. But it will set you back $11.50 for a six pack.
Okay.
It's a good beer, and they are just a few. And the other one that used to sell it was on Greenville and Middle. Greenville and Middle, that's down in Dallas, along Greenville and Middle.
Okay.
Yeah, they would carry that, but they have limited stocks for that beer because there isn't that much demand for it. But it is a good beer. I know the beer. I love it. If I get it, I will buy it. But it is a good beer.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Let's see. We got an email here at anything@kera.org from Robert, who says the Star-Telegram publishes a list of radio stations twice a week. He says, I believe it's on Wednesdays and Sundays. Robert says, I don't trust the websites because they're not updated on a regular basis, so they do not capture accurately when a station folds or changes formats. So check out Star-Telegram. Cheryl, who's listening on the Sly in Fort Worth and is a proud KERA member, thank you, Cheryl, answers the question on RAR beer. Cheryl says, I know the caller's in Plano, but King's Liquor in Fort Worth carried, past tense there, the winter warmer beer around Christmas time. There are several locations in Fort Worth, and they proudly carry all the RAR labels. And let's see. D, 20-year member, thank you, D, says you don't have to buy TurboTax. A free version is available on the web where you only pay a small fee to e-file. And D says, I've used it for the last 6 years or more. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Gary in Arlington. Hello, Gary.
Hello. The question about the rate of climb coming out of Carswell compared to DFW.
Mm-hmm.
If you look back and consider after 9/11, TSA requirements, I believe, are such that the climb rates on commercial aircraft are at maximum thrust and maximum altitude is gained to get them away from surface-to-air missiles.
Okay.
The aircraft flying out of Carswell run their jammers and what have you. So if someone did shoot at them with a SAM, the SAM would go crazy and wouldn't trace to the aircraft.
Okay.
So they're flying to stay away from terrorists.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling, Gary.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Right. And down the hall, great news. $9,700 left to raise in the $15,000 goal. We actually have exactly 7 minutes to make it. And, you know, as I said about half an hour ago, I've come to terms. I've accepted the fact that we're not going to make the goal that I set. I did it. I set the $15,000 goal. But you know what? The great news is we've raised over $5,000 so far, and you can contribute to that success. You can join all those people who have joined at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. You can do your part right now and really have a huge effect on the rest of the day, the rest of the drive. Get your weekend started right. Know that you did your part. Please call 888-694-6931. Or go online to kera.org. And I think we have time to take just a couple more calls. Let's talk to Christy in Stephenville. Hello, Christy.
Hi.
Yes.
I think I have an answer about the organic milk.
Okay.
It lasts longer because it is ultra-pasteurized.
Okay. And what does that mean exactly?
I'm not sure. That's just my best guess. I guess it goes through a more rigorous pasteurization process.
Okay.
And the taxes, you can file for free on irs.gov.
Oh, very good.
Everybody can file for free.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
And let's get one more call from Amy in Allen. Hello, Amy.
Hi. I had something to add about the organic milk.
Please.
I just heard the caller. She was right. It is ultra-pasteurized. That means it's heated at a higher temperature, so it lasts longer.
So it kills more of the bad stuff and thus lasts a little longer.
Right, and you'll even find some that's not even refrigerated, that you can buy the milk just off the shelf.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
We would love to hear from you down the hall in the last few minutes of the show today. 888-694-6931 is the phone number. Join at whatever level is right for you. $100, $200, $35 is the basic membership level. You get the member news and all that good stuff at any of those levels. But whatever you can do right now, join all of the great folks who've done their part today for KERA and this week. And I want to thank each of you for calling, for contributing online. It has just been, it's been great to hear from you and to know that you're supporting KERA, your public radio station. You're supporting KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth Denton, also 100.1 K261 CW in Tyler, 88.3 K202 DR in Wichita Falls, 99.3 K257 EV in Sherman. I want to thank you for supporting this station. No matter where you hear it, you're listening to KERA, and you know, Ryan Jill in Foxmoor in Arlington knows it. Thank you very much, Ryan Jill. Mr. and Mrs. Larry Eppert in Dallas, they know it. They believe in it. They've supported it, as have Susan Steggy in Dallas, Jelaine Jeb in Coppell, Melinda Necht in Richardson, Deborah Nugent in Dallas. Thank you so much for your call. You can join right now. Right now, there's still time to support this show at 888-694-6931. Or online at kera.org. Coming up, a Rick Steves travel special from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. That'll make no sense, of course, if you're listening to this show on podcast. But if you are listening on podcast, you can still call 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org. It is so important that we hear from you today because, as I said at noon, you know, we're a little off pace on the goal for the drive, and we'd like to get back on pace. We really want to wrap this thing up by the end of the week next week. And if your call right now to 1-888-694-6931 or your e-gift, safe and secure e-gift, online at kera.org will really help. You might not be listening to the station later today or over the weekend. You know, you might not be, and you're listening right now, so why not take this moment right now and be like Kim Ryan, a new member from South Lake. Thank you very much, Kim. And call 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org. Take this opportunity right now while you're listening to the station because we really could use your support. Again, the number 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. I've come to terms with the fact that we're not going to make the $15,000 goal that I set. I set it. All right. I got both my hands up here. I set that goal. It was pretty optimistic, but, you know, try to be kind of an optimistic guy. And when you do a show where people just call in with questions and answers, you have to approach it with a certain level of optimism. And I believe that, you know, you're going to come around and support KERA. I think you're going to do it. Because you already listened to KERA, and anybody who listens to public radio, you know, has a certain sense of responsibility. They want to know what's going on in the world. They want to be a better informed citizen. Well, that's what you get when you tune to KERA, and you keep it tuned, as many of you do. You get the best news and information that radio has to offer, bar none. It is the best, and you don't even have to do anything. You don't have to turn the pages. You don't have to get your fingers smudgy with newsprint. You can listen to it while you're doing other things, while you're driving, while you're working. It's awesome. It is a powerful, powerful thing. And we are thrilled when you call 888-694-6931 or when you contribute online at kera.org. Still time for you to support anything you ever wanted to know right here on KERA. Still time for you to call 1-888-694-6931. Still time for you to go online to kera.org and do your part for your public radio station. I know you're going to do it. I know that eventually you're going to support KERA. So why not do it right now? Please. Once again, the number, 1-888-694-6931, or online at kera.org. Again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend.